What they want is for people to think that as long as the stock market is doing well, the American people are doing well. And over the past few decades, there's been a concerted effort to link those two. They don't want people to understand how fake it all is. Surely they won't use polls to manipulate the market. Speaking of, do you guys want to talk about the market? The final benchmark revision for 2025 payrolls came in at -862,000. The largest downward revision since 2009. So this is a method that we use to track overall employment. And often revisions come in that amend previous data because it's not a precise way of measuring. The government doesn't have a way of directly one-to-one measuring every single time a person is hired or fired. There's no mechanism for that, you know? The best you can do usually is through payroll data, but those stats can be adjusted and you're usually working off estimates that later get corrected. So far this year, basically every correction has trended downwards, meaning that the initial estimate put out by the government is unjustifiably optimistic, and then when the information comes out later, it's worse. As you can see by these dips, the last time we had it down this low was, yes, in the 2008 financial crisis. It's really bad. Like, to give you an idea of how bad it is, this dip right here that my mouse is centering on is COVID. Remember how many people lost their jobs during COVID? So if you have a job right now, now's not the time to quit. This isn't about total employment. It's about job number revisions. Keep that in mind. So this does not mean that more people have lost their jobs than did during the height of COVID, but it does mean that that revisional data is correcting downward in much the same way. It's really bad. It's apocalyptically bad. Let's dig into it. Here's how to trade around the hot job. I love these guys, man. Here's how to trade around the hot jobs report. Do you have money in the stock market? Do you have a Vanguard account? Do you see the Titanic skyscrapers crumbling around you? The ruins, the steel and the glass shattering into bits and crumbling around you? Well, don't worry. Hot jobs report. I love that, because again, the bias here from these people is like, no matter what, they have to push a bull market. So no matter how bad the news is, they always have to be like, well, don't worry, guys. Don't worry. It's not literally nuclear war.
Lower stocks after that better than expected jobs report. Yields are higher. Rate cuts.
Excuse me?
Lower stocks after that better than expected jobs report.
What did you expect? Wait, he's talking about the jobs report. He's not talking about the job revision report. Okay, the payroll revision. Different thing. Though, keep in mind, by the way, that the payroll revisions refer to the earlier job reports. So if so far the revisions keep trending downward, the fact that we had a better than expected job report probably means that in 2 months we're going to get an unexpectedly bad revision downwards, you know? Google AI wants to talk about it. The Bureau of Labor Statistics released the final 2025 payroll benchmark revision on February 11th, 2026, lowering the March 2024 to March 2025 job count by 900,000. This downward adjustment, driven by more accurate state unemployment insurance tax records, suggests a weaker labor market than initially reported. Yeah, it's actually pretty important. I don't know what to say, guys. I'm not actually seeing any suits talking about this. Can you ask Grok? I think that Grok would agree with me that it's a big deal, but I'm not seeing people am I missing the news articles? I think I might be. I must be. Damn, you're right. It's all finance grifting channels. Are we just straight up ignoring? Are we actually just straight up ignoring it? Is that okay? The only people I've seen discuss it are the Bulwark? What the fuck is going on? It's like a really big deal. What the fuck? 37-minute live streamed video from the Bulwark. Listen, okay, no hate to the Bulwark or nothing, but like, is mainstream media legitimately just pretending this didn't happen? That's insane. People only care about culture war shit. On CNBC yesterday, they talked about the lead up to the jobs report. Well, that's the jobs report, not the payroll revision. Hiring lab? Yeah, no, I get. Literally everything on Google is about the 130,000 jobs report. Yeah, but what is the point of a good jobs report if the revision data keeps trending downwards? You must have missed the fact the Dow is over 50K. Oh. U.S. added 130,000 jobs last month, but revisions cut 2025 gains by more than half. So, again, what is the point of positively reporting on job gains if right now the evidence seems to indicate that in like a year we're going to find out that the job gains are fake? Revisions cut 2025 gains by more than half? Canadian News FYI. I know where the Globe and Mail is from. Look at the colors on the webpage. All I can find is this tiny commentary from the New York Times. I'm getting so conspiracy pilled over this right now. Jesus Christ. It really does feel like everyone knows that the empire is over and the American century of humiliation is beginning to crest. And the most that the oligarchs can hope for is to loot as much as possible before it all goes to shit. Job growth last year was far worse than we thought. Here's why. This is really, 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 really big news, man. Job growth was overstated, new data shows. Kind of understating it. New York Times gift article, does this work? Thank you. Okay, so we have two articles here. Both of them are from today. Yeah, original and revised. Look at how bad this is. This is insanely bad. So starting from the revision, it looked like the divergence point was in early to mid 2024. And this whole wave of data, like this is a massive, look how much this, it's more than half. It's insane. But then there's this other New York Times article, U.S. hiring starts here at a strong pace. I don't know, does it? Does it? Because look at what happened to our previous gains. We have literally not gained any jobs since like early 2025. It's insane. Look at my free and fair media dog. We're not making it out of the pit. Yeah. Have you taken a look at the Dow? Are you arguing this is intentionally the wrong data given to us? No. What I'm arguing is that the news that we read is created by and controlled by people who benefit from a bullish sentiment in the market. And they really, really, really don't want people to think about how bad the economy is, you know? Because the big lie that they try to hold up, that they try to keep people from understanding, what they want is for people to think that as long as the stock market is doing well, the American people are doing well. And over the past few decades, there's been a concerted effort to link those two. Like, for instance, tying people's like retirements, you know, their savings accounts to the stock market, basically meaning like now you are happy if the stock market is doing well and you're unhappy if it's doing poorly because, you know, your future retirement is tied to it. You know, they don't want people to understand how fake it all is. What is retirement? It used to be a thing people thought about. Almost no job growth in 2025. But the video they're stamping on is about 130,000 jobs being added. You can't, how can you be excited about jobs being added when you know for a fact that the current trend is a massive downward revision? For all you know, all the jobs that have been added are fake. I genuinely think the Gen Z crypto bro investor culture is partly to blame for this because now a huge chunk of young people have been convinced to give up on real economic indicators as long as their vibe-based shitcoins are doing good. Yeah, oh yeah, for sure. This is why Bitcoins, NFTs, and the like were always backed by the deep state. That like from the beginning, big investor types, not like little guys or whatever, but big money people were involved in them. The more you get everyone in on early speculation, the more that's all they care about. You want to create a culture where everybody at every age is all like gambling it away. Because for one, the house always wins. And for two, now there are policy incentives. Now you have dipshits with a net worth of $5 unironically arguing that an unrealized capital gains tax would ruin them, you know?
We're back with some breaking news now. The first U.S. jobs report of 2026 just came out moments ago, and the data shows 130,000 jobs were added in January, and the unemployment rate remains mostly steady at 4.3%. But the big story here is revisions. It comes during a concerning economic moment where inflation is still high and the job market has been weakening. NBC News senior business correspondent Christine Romans is here now to break down the numbers. Christine, good morning. Walk us through the January job numbers. How close is it to what we were expecting? And then the big headline here, what did we learn about revisions for 2025?
January was strong, 130,000. Pardon my kindergarten drawing here, but 130,000. You know, that's a pretty decent number overall. There were revisions, though, here and here. So you had the year ending weaker than we thought, but then a pretty strong start to the year. But this is the big...
Wow, I wonder if the strong start to this year is real or if it'll also get revised downward.
...number I wanted to tell you about here. The big number here is we thought that there were 584,000 jobs created in 2025. That was the weakest year for job creation outside of a recession since 2003. The government has revised those figures, trying to get a handle among these government shutdowns and big changes in Washington about trade policy, immigration policy, AI coming on the scene so companies don't have to hire as many people. This number is now 181,000 jobs created last year. That is the weakest year for jobs since at least 2003. That is just essentially The average last year was about 15,000 jobs added every month. That is
bad. It's so bad that it's hard to even find comparisons, you know, for how bad it is. It's apocalyptically bad. COVID doesn't count when you're measuring this because the COVID job losses were due to factors that weren't really necessarily economic, you know. They weren't a pointer of like broader economic health, much in the same way that you can't really thank Biden for all of these job gains after, you know, you're just recovering from the COVID blip. So where should I invest? In Chinese one, all the jobs we gained were in healthcare administration. If you exclude healthcare employment, the U.S. has actually lost jobs since 2024. Literally, this is the only sector where things are going up. Since 2024, over 1.5 million healthcare and private education, because of all the vouchers. Charter schools. By the way, our population grew 1.8 million during that time, so real job growth was negative. Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. The unemployment numbers that we're seeing are fake. It is worse than 4.3%. I guarantee you that. 100%. All non-healthcare jobs going down. Jesus. Unemployment's a dumb number anyway. It doesn't track the number of people who aren't employed. It tracks the number of people with active unemployment insurance claims. There are multiple ways of tracking unemployment, but I think that like there are issues with them as well. Meanwhile, corporate profits skyrocketing since 2020? Yeah, well, yeah, I guarantee you this is not an accurate reflection of how bad things are. Corporate profits after tax. Man, look at how much it's gone up even since 2020. It's like doubled, nearly doubled, just in the past 5 years. Love that. Love that for them. Up to a keen, what are we at? 3,700 billions. So yeah, 3.7 trillion? Gotcha. Where the hell are all these profits coming from? You? I mean, there's a finite money supply. They have to get the money from somewhere. They're not, you know, you got your fractional reserve banking. To an extent, you can create money, but a lot of it's, to be fair, isn't NVIDIA AI inflating it? No, these are corporate profits. We're not talking about like shareholder value. This isn't even like the stock market. We're just talking raw profits here. This is just straight up like the money that you give them. Dan Vosch didn't realize the Biden economy was cracked for the elite. Oh, no, it got much worse after COVID and Biden. Yeah, the continuation of quantitative easing, the Biden administration did absolutely nothing to crack down on any of the underlying trends that contribute to skyrocketing income inequality. It's gotten so much worse after COVID.